do on them. They had to patch them up. Way back when I was young, they had toll gates. And all the gravel roads, you know, I told you about, remember, Billings Highway over here, and there's no here too, on west side of us, both 31. One 31 Devon, the other 31 East. Mm-hmm. And they were just gravel pike road, had little houses on the side, had a toll gate. Mm-hmm. Would come down over and rock, and man let it up, and he'd charge you a dime to go in your buggy,
yeah,
and a quarter for a wagon and team. And that's where they serviced their pipe, that high help to haul the gravel and put on it without the money they got out of this toll, you know.
Yeah.
That's where we come up in my young life. I've shoveled gravel a many days to haul out and put on and pipe. And it started right down here at my biker patch. And peer on in down to that 96.
Yeah.
But Arnold Pike, we called it. We'd work it. We'd haul gravel all of them down out of these creeks.
Yeah.
And then spread them out on the road.
What's the word pike mean? I've heard that a lot.
Well, it's turn pike. It's a pay thing. I imagine you've heard of that.
Yeah.
They built bridges over Tennessee River to them places. I know of. I'm scared to call for the building. And they at turn pike, they charge so much for a car.
Mm-hmm.
And a man sits in a little house till they get that bridge paper, then they quit. They don't charge any more. It turns free. That's where they build them, Tennessee does. Across the Tennessee River now, I know two they built across like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just better paper is safe, and
yeah,
then it's free, you know. I never will forget one time we were going. I love to be living, that's all. Really thankful to be living. We were going down the mile, 1941, trying to get on that job down there. A bunch of our men, I had a whole bunch of men in my car. They had suitcases and tied on it and two boxes and things. We go going down trying to get on this car. There's five or six of us in the car. I forgot how many exactly. We either five or six men all. And we was getting on way down the way at night. And we come to this building, this bridge across Tennessee River, they had ferry across.
Mm-hmm.
Well, meantime, just before I got to there, when the hose on my car had busted,
mm-hmm,
and the car was about to burn up. So when the ferry across, my car was the last thing they let get on. It was about, I'd say 10 or 12 of us on the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
It carried across, and them others just went right on. Of course, the ferry sat there till they got on off. And then I pulled water. This guy that drove his ferry told me to pull water, and he had a cup there. He gave it to me, told me to just pull water through and have it cool it off.
Mm-hmm.
Going down that, maybe it was about 2.5-3 miles to a little town. He said, if I could get them up, they'd probably be in the bed. Wouldn't be nobody up, but if I could wake somebody up at that little town, maybe they could get somebody to get up and get me a fan belt.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out up that bank. Did you ever go across the ferry?
Mm-hmm.
See, that ferry knocked water all the way. It's just a gravel bank there.
Mm-hmm.
Gravel bank, but you climb up as you go off that ferry. It's all like about that steep goes up that bank. Well, my car shook down, we had some extra load on it, and now it gets hot. You've heard that, you know that much.
Yeah.
I mean, if the car gets hot, it won't run good. And it wasn't running too good, and it choked down.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have the handbrakes on, just wood brake. And the gunboat then backed off and long gone, hitting dark. Now we're sitting in the dark, left us out in the dark, you see.
Yeah.
And I had to hold that brake with my left foot.
Yeah.
And then men jumped out over, like stomped me to death, come everyone, my men jumped out.